Hello, and welcome to the Love Wide Open podcast. I am Heidi Dallaire, your host. Here we discuss all things life and love, getting you out of your busy head and back in touch with your heart, where you can truly grow, evolve, and learn self-love so that ultimately you can love others and help them along their journey. I'm the managing and publishing editor of lovewideopen.com, a self-development and resource website, the creator of Love Wide Open on all social media channels, an alternative healthcare practitioner and heart space coach, and the author of Roots and Tendrils, a poetic journey through the highs of love and the lows of heartbreak that ultimately lead to self-love. Let's go hold some heart space together.
Welcome to episode 55. Death is your teacher about how to live. You know, there are so many times I found myself wasting time. Wasting time because I have this false belief that there is time. And I think a lot of people fall into this trap where we believe life is just there for us every moment. Well, it's actually not. Because when we look around, people we love and care about die. People we don't know die. People who are acquaintances to us die. People young, people very young, people old, people our age die. And it's when someone, perhaps that is close to us, passes on, do we take a look at life in a way that we realize death is our teacher. Death is actually our teacher in how to live. You know, if you only had 1 week to live, what would you do with your time? Would it be different than what you are doing literally right now? What are you doing with your time? Are you wasting it or living it? Are you treating it like it's not something precious? When actuality, it is a gift to be here. What are you doing with your life? That is what death asks you. What are you doing with your life? What are you doing with your life? What if we had the benefit of our life never ending? Our life lasting so long. What do you think would actually happen? We would surely end up wasting it because it wouldn't be in scarcity. Think about that a little bit. When death comes, when death shows up for us, do you think we can just say, no, I'm not ready? I have all of these things to do. Again, this is what death teaches us, that the only time we have is now. So let the knowledge of death help you live life to the fullest. Really look into who you are and look deep. Who are you? Who are you when every moment is precious? Do you think you'd walk out your door every day and not notice the small flower growing to the left beside the steps? If you only had a short time to live, would you not look up at the sky every single moment that you could and understand how small we are in the vastness of this large universe? Would you not hear what someone is saying to you in complete and absolute presence? Would you not cherish every moment you spent with a human being or someone or something you loved? Would we look at life differently if we thought we would die tomorrow? I'm pretty sure we would. So what's important? What are we looking at any given moment? Is the argument we had with our dad actually important? Is that feud we've been having over something really insignificant important? What's important in your life? What are you doing with your life? Are you wasting it? Or are you living it? Are you cherishing every single moment of it? I bet you'd put your phone down more often. You'd really see people. You would love them in front of you because you knew it was the last time you would see them. It was the last time you could have your feet in the grass or touch the sand or see the ocean or hear the waves crash. What would you do? Would you live your life differently? So it's my challenge to you. If death were at your doorstep, would you do things differently? And if you answer yes to that, well then, I think it's time to start doing some things differently. Now, while you have the time. Now, today, while today is here. Now, in this moment. If you need to call someone and tell them you love them, call them. If you need to meet up with someone you haven't seen in a long time, do that. If you have to tell someone something because you need to do that, do it. Don't wait. Life is not meant to be waited upon. Life is meant to be lived. Every day we are given a gift when we are open our eyes to take part in this world. Everything that comes at us is something that teaches us and something we experience and something we live. And we're here and we have choices and we can do great things for ourselves. So what are you doing to live? I don't know. To me, there are three magic words that motivate me. And they are, you will die. And that's not meant in a morbid way. It's just meant, I have a life to live. And there's no better time than right now. So if you have a passion, go after it. If there's something you want to do, do it. Don't wait. Give more money away. Why are we hoarding it? We could get hit by a bus tomorrow. People die. People die doing the things we do every day. People die driving a car. People die on a bus. People die literally as they're getting out of bed in the morning. We die. And we live. And so while we are here living, let's live it. Enjoy the grass. Enjoy the sky. Savor the sun. Hug people you love. Notice the bees. Notice the butterflies. Take it all in instead of living life with a pair of blinders on, thinking, I'll do that later. I'll do that in 5 years. I'll do that when I retire. Well, what if you don't get to retire? You don't get to do those things. Live life now. Live it in the fullest. If you're listening on Anchor, there is a new feature where you can send me a message to hear. Please feel free to use that new option. If you are on Apple Podcasts, I would love for you to give a review. If you would like to reach out to me, I can be reached at HeidiDallaire.com or LoveWideOpen.com through the contact form. Have a great day.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Love Wide Open with Heidi Dallaire. You can find me and more Love Wide Open resources at Love Wide Open or Heidi Dallaire on Facebook and other social media platforms, or HeidiDallaire.com, and my personal blog under Heartspace Lessons at LoveWideOpen.com. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.